Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Lamed Aleph, and we continue here in the fourth parak, Yerushalmi of Maseches Erevin, and we are on Lamed Amid Beis by the Mishnah of Shena. As we have said, a person is Kona Shvisa, creates his Tchum Shabbos at Bein Hashmashos at the moment that Shabbos starts. And even if one doesn't have it in mind, doesn't have Kavana to be Kona, but still, that's the way it works. It's automatic, even if he doesn't have a specific tchum in mind. But as long as he is awake, he is kone tchum automatically. So says the Gemara, what happens if he's sleeping? If he's sleeping when Shabbos starts, that's a machlokas tanaim. Mish yashen maderech v'lo yada ad sheicha sheicha. He was sleeping when Shabbos started and he didn't know. Until now, it's dark at Shabbos. So, machlokas, yishlo apayim amma l'chol ruach div, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Yochanan ben Nuri said that he has 2,000 amos. Automatically, even if he's sleeping, the Gemara is going to say he's no worse than being awake. And therefore, why he still gets a tchum, even though he was sleeping when Shabbos started. V'chachamim omrim, ein lo el arba amos. Chum say no, only has 4 amos, because he wasn't aware. You might say, again, the Gemara doesn't say this beferish, but you might say he needs the potential to be aware. And if he has the potential to be aware, so then maybe that would be enough. He doesn't actually have to be aware, right? Like the din of Rabbi Zeir, Kalaroy Labila. But that's what Rabbi Chum say. The Chum say if he's not awake, then he is mufka. He's mufka. So that might be two possibilities. Either you at least need the potential, or even if you don't need the potential, you need to be a bar hachi. Might be two similar ways to say it. And if somebody is sleeping, they are not a bar hachi within the world of Shvisa. The Rosh for the Ritva both say also, according to the Chachamim, when you wake up, it's too late. It's not like you could be Kona when you wake up. Says the, I'll read it from the Ritva, Svirli Shayashain Eino Kona Shvisa. V'kivish lo Kona Shvisa. V'bein Hashmashos Shuv Eino Kona Achra Hashechashecha V'yavo Bishenayor. Even though he would wake up, it's too late. It's too late to be Kodesh Visa then. In general, mitzvos, when a person is sleeping, is a very interesting topic. How do we look at mitzvos when a person is sleeping? There is a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. An ancient Gemara in there on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Achal, this is in the Bavli. Achal chelav hifrish karban. If somebody ate not kosher, achal chelav hifrish karban. The heimir daito. And after he was on the karban, he became a mumar. He threw it all away, and then he did tshuva v'chazar bo hol v'nitche nitche. Once the karban was labeled a mumar's karban and it was pushed aside from the mizbeach, so it is permanently pushed aside from the mizbeach. It's marnami. We have a similar discussion. Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said that din about if he becomes a mumar. Also, achal chelev v'hifrish karban v'nishtate. If he becomes a shote, then v'chazav v'nishtate, hol v'nitche nitche. So Rabbi Yochanan says two statements. If somebody becomes a mumar after being mafresh a karban, and if somebody is meimir daito after being mafresh a karban, in both of those cases, we say that the karban is not able to be brought. V'tzricha, the Gemara says, you need both of these statements. Yesh bina kamaisa, if you only had the first one about Hemir Daito, maybe there, Mishum Di'iyu Dachya Nafshe Biyadayim. He actively changed his status. He actively became a mumar. And that is why we say that the karban is pushed aside. Aval hai d'memela kadachi. But in the case of Shota, where it's out of his control, it just happened memela, so ema kiyashen dami. Maybe it's just like sleeping. And if he's sleeping in between, a person is bafish a carbon and then falls asleep. That's not, doesn't ruin it, right? Sleeping doesn't ruin it, so maybe shota also doesn't ruin it, right? It sounds like for me, like, it doesn't ruin it. Could you bring a carbon on behalf when somebody is sleeping? We say yes, but, you know, somebody's on the other side of the world, they sent their carbon. And while the coin is breaking it, the guy's sleeping on the other side of the world. Is he not, doesn't get the kapara? L'chari, he does. But the Gemara here compares, shota to Yashin. And then says the other way, Yashin Hakam, we only have the second case, there's a reason to think otherwise. But anyway, this is, again, doing mitzvos when one is asleep. Could you count for a minion when a person is sleeping? That's an interesting discussion the Beis Yosef has in Simin Nun Hei. In Simin Nun Hei in Arachayim, in the discussion of minion, the question was asked to the Maharil, Al Asara, Shaiba Beis HaKnesses, V'yashen Echad Mehem. this 10 in Shul 1 falls asleep in Yechonim with Palel. Av Bishu Yashin. Can you daven even though he's sleeping? Hey, Shiv, and Maril answered, Rabbeinu Tam, Tzirfim Tino Kamuto Arisa. Rabbeinu Tam even counted a baby. Unihi de Kasav Harash. And even though you need 10 that are listening, there are people who are talking in shul the whole time, and yet we count them for a minyan, right? So too, sleeping. What difference between sleeping and being mesiach zichas chulin? Amazing comparison. Even though I'm not sure, says the Maral, there's the kolorei labila. Even though at least when a person is schmoozing, he at least has the ability to be able to answer and be mitzarif, by shaking if somebody is sleeping. But then he says, "Kedai hu mori lismocholav." Kedai be so mechad. That's the Beis Yosef, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Nun Hey Sif Lavav. Let me just open to it. Simen Nun Hey Sif Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, and then the Taz is very upset. The Taz has five different kashas on the Shulchan Aruch here, but the Shulchan Aruch says here in Simen Nun Hey Sifav, V'im hischalachem yasor lespalo levado v'nicholano simahem oshu yashen afilu hachi mitzareif imain. Even a sleeping person, that means totally out, doesn't give any limitations or chilukim. It sounds like even if somebody's out, it's still going. They're still going to be to count. And the Taz doesn't like this on a number of reasons. He quotes, he doesn't like the comparisons that he has. It's Davar Shebik Dusha, and sleeping is 1/60th of death. So how could you say that it counts? And there's a minion there. Okay. So he says, Hechem Evi Raim and Ashotim Ha'elu Sha'osim Isser B'Avsach Sicha Batela. You bring a Raim from Ashotim that are doing an Avera, Sicha Batela, Shagadol Avonam Minso, Be'emes Ani Omer Shachalila Lehitztarev. He says, I don't think you should even count the people that are schmoozing the whole time at davening. Iman Ashim Poshim Ke'ela, Shekshein Minyan Zulasam. Kavachomer Sholom Rabbi Zeh, Heter Liyashin Klal V'Klal. So he doesn't even think you should count those. So therefore, he says in his brachal of Atala for the Chazan. But either way, this is in terms of a sleeping person counting for a minion. Interesting discussion in the poskim. Could a sleeping person be also a number of chidushim? There's a tshuva of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in Shelas Yavetz in Beis Tzadi Zion about if a person is with their wife when they're sleeping. If they're below their wife when they're sleeping, what it says in the if he maybe also, and if he's totally drunk, is he mekayim the mitzvah of puravu? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden assumes no. two assumptions there. Number one, the mitzvah of puravu is determined by the ma'aseh bia, and number two, if a person is sleeping by the ma'aseh bia, you know that would impact. So both of those are chidushim. Says, I'll just try and find the line. He says, "Avala baal isha b'sheina the yoldam imenu nirad lokim a mitzvah the yashin lav bardasu lagamrei lo la mitzvah v'lo la avera lo niskar v'lo ne'enash v'chein matzina balot shol yada b'shechva v'kuma." I don't know exactly what that raya is, but again, that's what he discusses. But again, there's a put this adamu la olam, and there's other deos too, and sugyas that come up. Okay, but either way, this is back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about whether you can be kona erev tchumin, or not erev tchumin, but just a tchum for Shabbos when one is sleeping, and that is a machlokas. Vayter in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer v'Ubam Sa'an, when one is outside of a tchum, and he only has four amos, he is in the middle of those four amos. V'Ubam Sa'an. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lezer Ruch Shir, said no. Wherever he wants, he could choose four amos in either direction. Once he chooses, Umoder Yehuda, Shabir Lo Sheni Yachal Achzor Bo. Once he chooses a direction, then he can't go back because he chose east, so he can't go west because he already chose four in the east direction. Mishia Hashem Adarach Velo Yada Chachashecha V'chulu. Rabbi Zir B'Shem Rav Chasdoi Taim Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Why does Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri say that sleeping is koneh? So the Gemara says, we compare it. Me'achar, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Me'achar, Shilu Haya Ar, Air. If he would be awake, he would be Kodesh Visa even without focusing, even without having Kavana. So Yashenami, Kana Lo Shvisa, so Yashenami is a kone shvisa, a sleeping person who also kone shvisa. V'yeshlo, we switch the gear, so v'yeshlo paimam alecho ruach, and he has 2,000 amos in every direction. And then the Gemara quotes a brisa, which supports this Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilo lo ar, v'lo kone lo shvisa. Even if he's not awake, and he's lo kone lo shvisa, v'yeshlo paimam alecho ruach, he has 2,000 amos. Nasa, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this price goes like the Rishita and the Mishnah. So Rebbe Menuri Yamar, Achar Shilu Hayar Kona Lo Shvisa, since if he was awake, he would be Kona Shvisa, Hayar, Velo Kona Lo Shvisa, even if he is awake, and he's, you know, he's not focusing, Yishla Pamayim Al Haruch, he says Pamayim Amma. And therefore, as long as somebody is awake, he's Kona Shvisa, so Rebbe Menuri says, so too, when somebody who's sleeping, you see, it's not an active, positive requirement that you need to think about anything. So too, it could apply to somebody who's sleeping as well. Rav Huna Amar of Nachman Bar Yaakov, bah. What about the following case? Ger Shetaval La'acha Sheher Mizrach. What about a ger who converts on Shabbos? It sounds like from this Gemara that that's a possibility. Usually we don't do it because the Gemara says in Yevamos, we don't do Geiris Balayla because it's Din. We don't go do Geiris on Shabbos. Maybe it's Tikkun, but the language of Hey or Mizrach is used by Rav Chaim Kanievsky because of Ein Matzbilin Ger Balayla. It's either way it means on Shabbos. One second. If a Ger, somebody converts on Shabbos, so then at the moment that Shabbos started, right, it was like sleeping. It was like sleeping, so similar idea. Me'achar she'ilu haya air or ger, haya kona lo shvisa, since had he been a ger when Shabbos started, he would have been kones, so too, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would say he would get 2,000 amos from l'chora, wherever he was when Shabbos started, even though he was not Jewish then. Right. Either way, that's an interesting comparison between the ger and the sleeping person. The Karen Ora writes in, here in Yevamos, Erevin Memhei, maybe it's all going backwards. Maybe it all really means at this moment. At this moment. He says, Ma'ash Maksas in the Yerushalmi, the time to Rechamenur Mishim to Kinyano Achar Sheneor. Because it's impossible to have to compare to a ger, and then somebody's gonna go backwards in time. Pashas of Yochanan Menuri is that it happens even when one is sleeping. At the time that Shabbos starts. But if you compare it to Ger, that's very difficult. Even if you want to say Brera or concepts like that, to say it goes back to when he wasn't even Jewish yet, you know, that would be difficult. Geiris on Shabbos, Tevila, you know, obviously you can't do the Mila on Shabbos. Tevila at most maybe would be a Drabanan. Mila would be a Daraisa. Obviously we know you can't do Mila on Shabbos, and Mila is part of the Geiris process. We're talking about a woman here, but it's Ger Shamal, Achar Sheher Mizrach. But we know Geiris, all the details of Geiris are learned out from the B'nai Yisrael Bamidbar. That's where we learned it out from. We went through a national Geiris at that time, and therefore that is what we learned from. The Rambam describes that length in the 13th parak of Hilchos Yisurei Via, B'shlosha Dvarim Nechnusu Yisrael Labris, B'mila, V'tevila, V'karban. Right, those are the three requirements. All the many Mepharshim ask, where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Right, that might not be part of the Geirus. That's a prerequisite. That there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that's not going to talk about. Right, that's a t'nai in the Geirus. But it isn't the Geirus itself. Right, and that's why the Rambam says there were three elements. Mila, Tefila, Karban. Mila, Haisim, and Mitzrayim. Shinemar, V'kolarelo, Yochal, Bo. And in Mitzrayim, they had to do eat the Karban Pesach. Mal osa Moshe Rabbeinu, shekulam bitlu bris mila b'Mitzrayim. Chutz b'sheva levi, v'alzeh nemar u'brischa yinsoru. U'tevila, ha'isam ha'midbar, kodamata Torah. So it was a long mal velo taval, right? 7 weeks. Tevila ha'isam ha'midbar, kodamata Torah, shenemar v'kidash mayom u'machar, v'chipsus imlosam. And it says, you shall sanctify yourself and wash your clothing. So we say that is a reference to tevila. And Karban, that's at the end of Mishpatim, Shneamar Vayishalach, Ez Na'are B'nei Yisrael, Vayalu Alos, Al Yedei Kol Yisrael, Hikrivum. So that's what happened during Maimed Har Sinai. And then the Rambam continues and says, that's what applies L'doros. V'chein L'doros, Halach Adalin, Kishe Yirtze Ha'akum, L'hikanes Livris, U'lehis Tofeif Tachas Kanfei Ashrina. When an Adju wants to come into the covenant and be under the wings of the Shechina, V'yekabalov Al Torah, and he wants to be mekabel ol Torah. Right? That sounds like that's what he wants to do. That's not the gerus itself. Sarich mila v'tfila v'artzos karban. V'im dekeva hi tfila v'karban. Kachem kager ma atem b'mila v'tfila v'artzos karban. Af hager l'doros b'mila v'tfila v'artzos karban. What is the karban of a ger, olas behema, or two torim, or two b'nei yonah? And b'zman hazeh, we don't have a karban, and therefore, tzarich mila v'tfila, ukshibana beis hamikdash, yavi karban. One needs all of these three elements to be a full ger, but even without karban, you're a pretty full ger. Pretty full ger. More than just mila. Mila, called mavalo taval, kilu lomal, right? That's what it says here in the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says, in the case of Malvalo Taval, lo klum, so maybe, as he talks about, maybe you wouldn't be able to have the Konesh Visa. That's what his discussion here on the on that line of the Gemara. Okay, we continue. So Ma Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we skip a word. So who says that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? This whole discussion is within Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Who says that we were passing like him? Nishmina ben Adah. From the following, Tamar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman ben Mishir Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Period. Now let's get back to the Machlokas at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had, according to the Machlokas, if somebody is stuck, if somebody only has four Amos Tchum, they were taken out of the of their Tchum, or they just never had a Tchum. So four Amos. So how is four Amos measured? Is four Amos two Amos around the person? In all the directions. Therefore, there's a width, there's a span of four amos. Or does it mean that whoever a person is, that's where the four amos could start? That's Rabbi Huda. Le'eze ruach sheyirtza. Whatever direction he wants to start in, he could go. So says the Gemara, could a person be chozer bo? So it says that the Chachamim, Rabbi Huda agrees to the Chachamim that if he chooses a direction, he can't be So, if a person chooses a direction an hour before Shabbos, and then half an hour before Shabbos, he changes his mind, that's okay. It wasn't Shabbos yet, so he can still change his mind. And if he chose a direction only after Shabbos started, so again, at the time that Shabbos started, nothing was kicked in properly, so he could even be chozer bo. Again, once you did it, then you're stuck. This is if you thought about it, if you decided, if you wanted it. So, Mishecha Shecha, Choslobo, Mishecha Shecha. Birelo, Mibod Yom, Bakite, Shalav Yom. This is the only Shaila. If you decided before Shabbos, and then only once it was Shabbos already, you want to change, you realize you made some type of mistake. So that's the question. So we think maybe it's based on the same machlokas that we had on yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. If a person's outside the city, he doesn't realize he's close by. So Rabbi Meir says, tough luck, right? You didn't have it in mind. Since you didn't have kavana lakach, you can't go in. Or Rabbi Huda says you can't go in. So maybe it's the same machlokas. Rabbi Meir would not allow you to change your mind. Rabbi Yehuda would say you can change your mind. So Nishmini Ben Adah, Lo Yikanes Devar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yikanes. So maybe the same machlokas about whether you could, after not knowing anything, whether you could change. So that same thing here, whether you'd be able to change. So now the Gemara, we're going to, the last line before the Mishnah, we're going to put in here. So skip two lines. We're going to put it in the Mishnah. Abba Rabbi Bun. Bun says, what? This is Tali on the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, you can be chozer, but what's the last line of the Gemara, of the Mishnah? Mod Rabbi Yehuda shen bira lo she'en yochel achzer bo. Once you choose one direction, you can't be chozer bo. So how could we say that, oh, this question of bira lo mibod yom, akidish lov hayom, that's going to be a machlok, Zemeir and Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to say you can be chozer? Rabbi Yehuda says you can't be chozer once you choose a direction. That's the last line of the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara. Now go back to where we're up to. Lo al hada amris. No, that last line of the Mishnah is not going on the previous exactly discussion. The machlokas, whether it's in the middle or at the edge, choosing four. No, it's not going on that. It's going back on the earlier case in the parak. Ela al resha de pirka. It's going on the previous case, the first line of the parak. Misho siu gayim o ruach ra is amris. It's going on that line where you were put out of the tchum, so that's where you have You only have four amos, and you can't be chozer, but once you choose which direction. But in the case where you have 2000, 2004, so then who says that? Rabbi Yehuda says you wouldn't be able to be chozer. Okay. We continue now with the next Mishnah. Ayushnayim. There were two people. There were two people, Mixas, Amos of Shalzeh, Toch Amos of Shalzeh, whose Amos, who Tchumen overlapped. They weren't overlapping so much that they could each go into the other person's Tchum, but at least the middle Amos overlapped. Let's say if one person has four Amos, and the other person has four Amos, and the two middle Amos overlap, so then, Mevi'in Va'ochlin Be'emsa, they could eat together, Be'emsa, in the middle, Uvachlo Yotzi Zeh, Mitoch Shalo L'Shal Chaveiro. As long as you don't bring stuff into the exclusive tchum, right? As long as you bring stuff only into the middle area that they both can use, that is okay. As long as you don't bring it into the private exclusive, right? Because it's good to have oneg shabbos. It's good to share meals and to have oneg and not just eat alone, right? Being alone is sad. And if a person is stuck in their own tchum, it's a problem. So if you have the middle area, it's good to be in the middle area. Hayu shlosha, if there were three, the middle one was in the middle, and the outer two overlapped with the middle one, but they didn't overlap with each other. Hayu shlosha, hayim soim uvla bein tayim. So, as we said, hu mutter imahen, vehein mutar nimo. He is mutter, the middle one is mutter with the two outer ones. He can go anywhere. Vehein mutar nimo, and the two outer ones are mutter with him. But ushnaim hachitsonim asurim zemze. But the two outer ones are usher with each other, because it's outside their tchum. After the tchum, you don't just say that, oh, if there's one overlap, one can't continue. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, L'madav Adom, I'll give you a mashal. To think about what this mashal adds. But this is Rabbi Shimon, L'madav Adom. It's getting back to our earlier first perek days. You have 3 yards. Remember, you have houses going into yards, and yards that go to the either an alleyway or here it goes to the street. So you have 3 yards that are yards that are connected to each other with doors, but they also have their own doorway to the street. Because of that, they don't have to, if they wouldn't want to, they don't have to make an eruv amongst themselves between the different chaseiros, because none of them has what's called drisas regel. None of them have rights of passage in the other one's rishos, because they each have their own doorway to rishos harabim. And therefore, they can just make their own Erev Chatzeros. What if the two outer ones made an Erev Chatzeros with the middle one, but the two outer ones didn't make an Erev Chatzeros with each other? So, same kind of case, like we had in the previous. If the two outer ones made an Erev with the middle one, he mutaris imahen, vehein mutaris ima, then she, the middle one, the middle owners could carry with the outer, and the outer is with the middle. V'shamachitzonos asur zimza. Right, there's still some limitations there. Period. Hoishnai mixas emosav shalzev v'chulu afalgav, says the Gemara, afalgav to b'chananya ben Antigonus palagarabanim ba'amos, even though the later on, in the next Mishnah, there's a machlokas tanoim about how you measure tchum. Is the tchum measured circular, agulos? That's what chaninim and Antigonus, or Chananya ben Antigonus, he measured in circle. The Chachamim say no. You measure it, you square it off, so that you add on the corners. So even though there's a machlokas there about tchum for the regular tchum, whether it's round, whether it's square, rectangular, modehu hacha means the beginning of the next parak. Modehu hacha biibure ayaris. But they all agree, even though they argue, he would agree. Rabbi Yechaim and Tingus would agree that you square it off in the next Mishnah. In the case of Kesan Ma'abrin Es Ha'arim. Kesan Ma'abrin Es Ha'arim. Okay, maybe that should have been there, but this is where we have it in the Gemara. I think a couple of weeks ago we spoke about the Medrash in the beginning of Shmos is spoken about in terms of Shaloshinu Eshmam. That one of the reasons that we were Zocha for merit was that we didn't change our names. So we spoke then about, is that an Isidaraisa, an Isidarabana, the Maram Shik is very harif about it. We spoke about a Tshuva of Moshe, where Moshe points out there are many, even in Chazal, and even more so, numerous times in the Rishonim, that there are those that have non-Jewish names. Antigonus Lechora is a non-Jewish name, at least the source of it, is Ren Antigonus Shesocho, very famously at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, one of the zukos. So here's Antigonus. Again, this is Rabbi Hanania ben Antigonus. He gave his son Hanania a Jewish name as well. Okay, says the Mishnah. Halacha Zayin. Mishababa derech v'haya yarei shematech shach. A person was traveling. And he was nervous that he wasn't going to get there in time. Generally, a person should not be traveling on Erev Shabbos so close to Shabbos. That's a halacha not everybody is aware of. You know, we usually just travel late and, allow a little extra time just in case there's some traffic. But there are halachas. There are halachas about Erev Shabbos traveling. Sometimes, you know, the reality makes it more difficult than in theory what we would want, but that is a halacha by not traveling so close to Shabbos because one might get stuck. So here's a case that they get stuck. There are cases of the last parak in Masechta Shabbos, Parak of Dalin, 24th parak. Misha Hichshich, it's getting dark and he's walking and he has his money belt. So here too, Misha Baba Derech Vaya Yari, and he's nervous, he's not going to make it. Shema Tachshach, Vaya Makir, Elon Ogeder, but he knows the landscape. He knows a structure in the city that is going to be within his tchum and within 2,000 amos of where he is, and within 2,000 amos of his house. So he's makir, ilan, ogeder, va'amar shvisa, si b'tachtav, and a person says, my shvisa should be under that tree, says the Mishnah Lomar Klum. That's nothing, because it's not specific enough. Lo amaklum. Look at the Rechai Kadievsky. Nehi shekana shvisa tachas ha'ilan. Even if you want to say he was kona shvisa under the tree. Lebeit salamati mahalich. Why? The kibbutz ha'ilan rachav. Velo siyem makam shvisaso. Because the tree is wide. And he does not specify where. Amrinan shema b'dalat amos harishonos. Tachas nofa ilan kona shvisa. Maybe he only did it on the edge further from the house. Umishum shalabeso islay tvemi apayim. And from that spot under the tree, there's more than 2,000 amos. Nipsa yishlemakom raglav letzad ilan dalat alafim litsa ama chutz bishir meshach tato shalidin v'chol. It continues because you weren't specific enough, so we don't know how that would work, and therefore it's not lo amar klum. But if a person says shvisa si beikaro, my shvisa should be at the root of the trunk of the tree, then mahalik, mimakam ragla, vadikaro, pay mama. So then you're able, as long as that's within 2,000 amos of where you are, you could go to the trunk of the tree, meikaro vad basal pay mama, then another 2,000 amos from the tree to the house, nimsa mahalik, mishachashecha, arbas, alafim ama. So it comes out that you could go 4,000 amos, right? Because you are at the edge. You are at the edge, let's say, of the 2,000 amos next to the tree. And as long as you could designate, again, you don't even have to be there. This is what we've said already. But to create a makam shvisa, either you have to put stuff there, or you have to be there yourself, or here, even think about being there. This is even a step beyond. He didn't make a shliach, he just thought that. It may no makir, but what happens if he doesn't know any landmark to be able to have focus on, oino baki balacha, or he doesn't know that he could do this. V'amar shvisasi b'mkomi, and he says, my shvisa's here, what can I do? Zachalo mekomo pamayim l'chorach. So he says that's it. He gets 2,000 amos from wherever he is. This is related to that rivet that we mentioned in the last year, that if somebody says something, it overrides umdana. Maybe if he didn't say it, we could say, oh, if he knew, it would be able to help. But either way, here he said it, and it can override. Agulos, David, we're getting a minute this. Agulos, all tumen are measured round, meaning wherever you are, you really have 2,000 amos, that's it. Hacham omrim murubahos. Let me say, no, in certain directions, you have more than 2,000. Ketavla murubahos, it's like a rectangle. Kadeshi niskar says avios, because by squaring it off, you get the edges, the corners that are longer, like we know it in terms of pi, right, 3.14. So again, if you have the circle and going to the corner, that would be get you more. So that's the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rechemin Antigonus. Hayechem makir vechashen makir. What if you're traveling? One person knows the landscape and knows the area, and the other person doesn't. So could you help each other out? The answer is yeah. Help each other out. Zeshu makir mahalechim zeh. She'eno makir. The one who's going, who's makir, who recognizes, should go with the one that's eno makir. She'eno makir, malachim zeshu makir. They go together. They go together, and the person who is not makir could make the shliach. The one who is makir, the one who is makir, could have both of them in mind, and therefore this is a one step even a bigger chiddush. Not only do you not have to put the bread there, Not only do you not have to go there, not only do you not have to have kavana there, you don't even have to know where the there is. You could trust your friend in terms of he knows. If he knows where the spot is, and he knows where I want to be, and I want to be there, I want to be in that city, and I don't even know where that spot is, that's good enough. I could piggyback with his das, and in that way, be kona shvisa along with him. So that's takes us through about, again, sleeping or not knowing, and then we'll have to see which is there an adifus to putting bread there or going there yourself, right, in Ani, in Ashir. That we'll have to see, B'Hashem, in the coming of the Shtayis, as we have one more full daf here in the fourth parak of Meseches Erevin. Okay, we'll have to stop here.